Hey friends, you all remember the great toilet paper panic, don't you?
Tensions flared at Woolworths Chullora around 7 o'clock this morning when three women became involved in a toilet paper tussle.
You can find calculators that tell you just how much TP you'll need. This one estimates a four-person household will go through 20 rolls in about 16 days. And with retailers running low, consumers are now turning to industrial suppliers.
Some people are freaking out. Going to Costco and buying cases of toilet paper? I don't get this reflex. When I panic, I don't think about how I'm going to wipe my ass.
Look at this. Look at this. You get one for me? You grab one for me? Respect, my brother.
No, I don't mean the great toilet paper panic of 2020. I mean the great toilet paper panic of 1973. What? You don't remember the great Japanese toilet paper panic of 1973? Well then, I have an article for you to bring you up to speed. It's called Economy Ministry Warns Against Panic Buying of Toilet Paper, and it was posted up to Japan Today a couple of months ago as the Iran war was taking hold and the Strait of Hormuz was being closed. We saw the Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry here in Japan, in its infinite wisdom, take to Twitter to advise the Japanese public to calm down because the raw materials for the production of toilet paper are almost entirely domestically produced. So you guys don't have to worry about this supply chain shock that's taking place right now. Please don't start panic buying toilet paper. Because as we know, in the event of any perceived crisis, the first thing people do is start panic hoarding toilet paper. And yes, we did obviously see that taking place during the scamdemic a few years ago. So it is a real phenomenon. And why? Where does this come from? Why and how did this start? Well, it's a funny story, and they tell it in this Japan Today article. This begs the question, why, of all things, is toilet paper what people in Japan scramble for whenever the proverbial poop hits the fan? To answer that, we'll need to look at the country's surprisingly long history of toilet paper and crises, dating back to the oil crisis of 1973, and it can all be traced to a single supermarket in Osaka. And here they go on to talk about the obviously, what was taking place in the 1970s and the oil crisis and all of the panic that was spreading through society. And that culminated in October of 1973 in this way. In the days leading up to October 31st, 1973, the Daimaru Peacock Supermarket in Senri New Town announced that they would be having a sale on that day, selling four packs of toilet paper rolls for 138 yen each, down from the regular price of 200 yen. Such a discount on a daily necessity in the face of soaring prices ended up bringing nearly every housewife within a mile radius, some 200 in total, lining up around the block. It was far more than Peacock expected, and their stock was sold out almost instantly. As a result, they had to bring out other toilet paper that sold for the regular price of 200 yen. The spectacle of so many people buying toilet paper at once caught the attention of the media. However, by the time a Mainichi Shimbun reporter came down to check it out, they only saw the regularly priced paper on the shelves. As such, they reported it as if people were hoarding toilet paper merely as a result of the oil crisis, rather than just pouncing on a really good price. Whether that was a misunderstanding or done intentionally to make it a more sensational article is unclear, but the topical angle of the ongoing oil shock helped the story spread, and it became national news before too long. People hearing the news then began feeling that if it could happen there, it could happen where they lived too. And all across the country, flocks started securing their own toilet paper for fear there would be no more. Interesting. So you see what happened there. In a mimetic idea that spread as a result of the media, whether intentionally or as a misunderstanding, is unclear. But at any rate, this idea of a hoarding of toilet paper started to spread throughout society. It became a national event here in Japan in 1973, as people started to see and then copy what they were seeing on TV. But guess what? It didn't stop there. No, as maybe some of the more gray-haired folks in the Corbett Report crowd might be able to recall, apparently there was a mini toilet paper hoarding crisis in America in 1973. That's right. This mimetic panic spread, managed to leap across the pond from Japan to the United States later in 1973. And how did it accomplish this? Because of a dumb monologue joke by Johnny Carson.
Of all the shortages we have, there's a gasoline shortage. You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We got to quit writing on it. But I want to tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where... I know it's coming. Where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag, and the housewife says, forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag. I want to tell you...
That's right. A single silly joke on Carson precipitated a panic across the United States. And there are more details about that. For example, if you go to the GooTube comments, you can even find people commenting on it. When Johnny Carson made this joke about a toilet paper shortage, I was in my second year of college and working part-time at a Safeway grocery store. Even though there was not a toilet paper shortage, Johnny created panic buying and hoarding of it. I was a cashier and people were filling up shopping carts with toilet paper, and soon the shelves were empty. When customers saw the empty shelves, this seemed to confirm the shortage, and the hoarding continued for several more weeks. R.I.P. Johnny, you were my favorite late-night talk show host of all time. All right, what a bizarre story. And if you want more details on it, it's been amply documented elsewhere, even CBS News, for example, remembering the great toilet paper shortage of 1973, noting that it happened before, a toilet paper scare during the energy crisis of the early 1970s. And as one CBS News reporter noted at the time, amidst the recent preoccupation with the fuel shortage and the meat shortage, a new gap has appeared in the staples of the American household, the toilet paper shortage. And here's what happened back in December of 1973. A congressman from Wisconsin, Harold Frohlich, released a statement saying, "The next thing we're going to have to worry about is a potential toilet paper shortage." The warning was picked up by late night king Johnny Carson's writers, who left out the potential part. And the false alarm that Johnny issued in that joke sent Carson's audience of almost 20 million running. As noted in The Great Toilet Paper Scare, one woman said, "I'm used to being able to go when I want to, but suddenly I think I'm going to have to start curbing my habits." To which one person said, "People all over the country stormed supermarkets, grabbed as much toilet paper as they possibly could." Even Walter Cronkite, that's right, the voice of the Owl of the Bohemian Grove, who sits on the right hand of Satan, the Scott Paper Company, citing panic buying on the retail level, said today it is implementing an allocation system for the national distribution of toilet tissue. A Scott spokesman said unfounded rumors of a shortage has caused excessive demand at retail outlets. And then apparently Carson issued a clarification of his own. "For all my life in entertainment, I don't want to be remembered as the man who created a false toilet paper scare. Apparently, there is no shortage." Oh, what a funny little anecdote. So Johnny Carson makes a joke based on some random rumor that he heard. And so next thing you know, toilet paper shortages across the country. They're implementing national distribution and allocation systems to make sure that people have enough supplies of toilet. What is going on here? Well, you see how this works. A completely, totally, 100% fake news generated out of thin air crisis can become a reality because people see it on TV and then, well, it becomes the reality for them. This should come as absolutely no surprise, of course, to my audience who remembers, for example, episode 430 of the Corbett Report podcast on The Media Are the Terrorists, where we documented the Werther effect and the phenomenon of copycat suicides and other such well-documented, well-known psychological phenomena that any student of media knows exists simply by speaking words into, simply by putting the idea in the minds of their audience. They can inculcate a genuine, real phenomenon in which people actually start to emulate and act out the fear that they're seeing. And of course, that can be used in all sorts of ways, like the mass theater shooting meme, for example, that Lauren Coleman was talking about and which I highlighted in the interview, which was contained in that episode 430. But there are many, many other examples. Of course, the war of terror itself being a fundamentally media-generated phenomenon, being a prime example of that. But you might say, oh, that was back then. Yes, maybe novel readers 100, 200 years ago might have started killing themselves because of some book. And yes, maybe people who watched TV in the 70s might have had a toilet paper panic. And yes, I suppose people who were watching TV in the 2000s might have been bamboozled by the war of terror and or got caught up in the COVID scamdemic toilet paper scare. But that was years ago. And that was, I mean, that's TV watchers, whatever. We're enlightened people in this day and age, and we don't just listen to whatever the talking heads in the media are telling us, right? It couldn't possibly be that the media is still trying to gin up completely generated fake scares in order to bamboozle the public. Could they?
When we walked into this Ebola ward, it was very striking that in this confined space, you had a grown man being treated, you had this young child who just arrived, and you had a person who had died of Ebola lying in that same space.
Overseas now to the deadly Ebola outbreak, the number of cases and fatalities surging tonight. The head of the World Health Organization traveling to the epicenter of the outbreak.
An official with the agency's Health Emergencies Program warned that based on previous outbreaks of the specific Ebola strain, the fatality rate could go up as much as 50%.
A flight bound for Detroit from Paris was forced to divert to Canada over concerns about the Ebola virus. And today, the Department of Homeland Security is set to implement new entry restrictions for foreign travelers coming from countries at the center of the outbreak.
Oh, right. Of course, they're lying about fake generated scares in order to capture the public's attention and get ratings, but also, of course, to inculcate fears in the public that can then be used to manipulate that public towards an agenda. What agenda? Well, the exact same agenda that was operative during the scamdemic years, of course. This is about biosecurity and control and the implementation of the next stage of that control, whether that be digital ID and or extra checks at the borders and or other such things. And of course, the idea that the average American or Japanese, or Canadian, or German, or what have you, has to worry, live in mortal fear of this Ebola panic is demonstrably insane and stupid, in the exact same way as monkeypox and or whatever the latest scares that people that have been inculcated, or at least that the media has attempted to inculcate in the public. Remember hantavirus? That was so last month. Now it's Ebola, guys. Again. Didn't we go through this in 2014? Yes, we did. So, yes, I guess the question then for today's Propaganda Watch is, this is the phenomenon. We know how the media can be used by the establishment to weaponize information and to inculcate fears in the public. So what do we do about that? What is the antidote to this? And I suppose a couple of ideas suggest themselves, one of which is turnaround is fair play. So why don't we weaponize, or at least unweaponize, the true independent media to do the exact opposite, to free people's minds from these fears, to show them what they really have to be afraid of, rather than what they the media is telling them to be afraid of. So, I don't know, guys. Here's the new threat to your life. The jackbooted thugs and enforcers of the police state who represent your government are coming to take away your freedoms. Be afraid! And I hear there's a run on bullets at Walmart, guys. You better start stocking up. I don't know. Is that the way to approach this? Well, you tell me in the comments. But at the very least, I think something that we can do is to break this disinformation chain, to show it for the palpable, demonstrable nonsense that it is, well, by deconstructing it, by showing people how the media is attempting to program them. And how do you do that? It's an excellent question. And I think there was a particularly well done creative answer that was done 25 years ago by a media critic named Jason Vosu, who created, at the time, he created this incredible pastiche mashup of media TV news clips that demonstrated the fear-mongering and the stupidity of the fear-mongering around the great threat of 2001 going into 2002. You remember it? Anthrax.
But here you have the Johnny Appleseed of terrorism wandering the country with his little sack of anthrax.
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 Bacterium.
Anthrax. Bacterium.
Anthrax investigation.
Anthrax investigation.
Anthrax exposure.
Anthrax exposure.
Anthrax test.
Anthrax test.
With anthrax scares.
Anthrax scares.
Anthrax spores.
Anthrax spores.
Anthrax strains.
Anthrax strains.
Anthrax hoax.
Anthrax hoaxes.
Anthrax attack.
Anthrax attacks.
Cases of anthrax.
Anthrax case.
Anthrax cases and traces.
Traces of anthrax.
Traces of anthrax.
Traces of anthrax.
Skin anthrax.
Skin anthrax.
Cutaneous anthrax.
Cutaneous case of anthrax.
Inhaled anthrax.
Inhaled anthrax.
Inhalation anthrax.
Inhalation anthrax.
Inhalation anthrax.
Inhalation anthrax.
Anthrax in the mail.
Anthrax through the mail.
Anthrax tainted letters.
Anthrax tainted letters.
Anthrax laced letters.
Anthrax laced letters.
Anthrax letters.
Anthrax letters.
Anthrax letters.
Anthrax letters.
Presence of anthrax. No presence of anthrax.
Positive for anthrax.
Negative for anthrax.
Negative for anthrax.
Positive for anthrax.
Also has anthrax.
But not anthrax.
I don't have anthrax.
He does not have anthrax.
No anthrax.
Crop dusted Omaha with anthrax. Mass spreading of anthrax.
Mutant anthrax.
Deadly anthrax.
Kill any anthrax.
Anthrax fighting drug.
Antibiotics.
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 Anthrax vaccine.
Smallpox vaccine.
That's right, he said smallpox.
Smallpox vaccine.
That's right, he said smallpox.
Back to anthrax.
Cure for anthrax.
Died from anthrax.
Cure for anthrax.
Died from anthrax.
Cure for anthrax.
Died from anthrax.
Cure for anthrax.
Died from
That's right. If you weren't around at the time, you wouldn't believe it. And even if you were around at the time, you wouldn't remember it. But at that time, in late 2001, amazingly, people were not talking about 9/11 per se. They were talking about the anthrax scare and how people were going to die of anthrax. And as I've related before on the podcast, yes, that even me in Calgary at the time working a reception desk at a property management office in downtown Calgary, and every day had to open the mail, and people would always make jokes about, oh, if you find any powder in there, you better run, don't get it on anyone, or that kind of thing. It was a genuine panic that was being sweeping through the population on the back of this full court press that was happening at that time, and the media would not shut up about anthrax, anthrax, anthrax. And so I think that that particular mashup was an incredibly well done demonstration of the stupidity of the fear mongering of that time. And it was done simply by taking their words and stringing them together so it becomes the gobbledygook nonsense, which it is, and palpably so. And that was done, as I say, by this media critic, Jason Vosu. I don't know much about this person, but I can appreciate that 25 years ago, that would have been an incredibly painstakingly difficult thing to do, which would have involved literally editing all of these, collecting and editing all of these media clips, which would not have been an easy task. I can appreciate that. How much easier is it in this day and age of the internet when we have all of this media at our fingertips, and it is now relatively easy to, well, easier to construct such a collage. And that's exactly what I did as an homage to that anthrax collage. I created my own collage around the Ebola scare. No, not the Ebola scare of 2026, the Ebola scare of 2014. As you might remember, back in 2014, I released my own homage to that very anthrax cut-up called Die from Ebola. And, well, I think it speaks for itself.
For the next few minutes, I'm going to give you the facts on Ebola. It'll take just 3 minutes.
Ebola.
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 As you know, this Ebola strain has been much more virulent.
The Ebola strain.
Ebola strains.
Ebola strains.
The Ebola strain.
Ebola strain.
Ebola strain.
What causes Ebola?
The growing Ebola fear spreads around the country.
There are fears the outbreak will continue to spread.
Americans panicked over a possible Ebola outbreak.
Fear and panic over a possible Ebola outbreak.
Ebola outbreak.
Growing fears about Ebola.
Tested for Ebola.
Tested for Ebola.
Tested for Ebola.
Tested for Ebola.
Is there any cure for Ebola?
ZMapp.
So the drug that many people have read about in the media is something called ZMapp.
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 This used to be an orphan drug. What companies now actually see the potential for profit in developing an Ebola therapy?
ZMapp.
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 In a completely airtight containment unit.
Smallpox scare.
That's right, he said smallpox.
6 vials of deadly smallpox.
That's right, he said smallpox.
You're probably dead.
Because somebody might weaponize Ebola.
If I were a bioterrorist and I had a chance to weaponize 5, 6, or 7, I would not pick Ebola.
A country that actually weaponized Ebola.
Is there any cure for Ebola?
Monday, the first of 39 healthy volunteers began getting the experimental Ebola vaccine.
The first ever human trials of an Ebola vaccine.
An Ebola vaccine.
An Ebola vaccine.
Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
Cure for Ebola.
Die from Ebola.
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 Well, I think that might be something that you can shove down the throat of anyone who is attempting to shove the latest Ebola scare down your throat as a countermeasure of sorts. What do you think? I mean, I think that that can be an effective way of showing the stupidity of this propaganda in a way that people can see what is happening to them in real time. You are being programmed by the talking heads on TV. That's so 2010s. Come on. Everyone's online now. The talking heads online about what you should be afraid of. And people's fear can be a self-actualizing warning, as in the thing that doesn't exist that we're being told to worry about can be made to exist by people believing in it and enacting it in reality. We've seen it with the toilet paper scare. We've seen it with other things of more consequence. And they will keep using that over and over and over. So there are probably a number of ways to counteract that. I've listed a couple. If you have other ways of counteracting this type of propaganda, I am all ears. And I'm sure the rest of the audience is too. So if you're a Corbett Report member, please log into CorbettReport.com and leave your comments at in this post at CorbettReport.com/toiletpaper. That should be an easy one for you to remember. And on that note, I am looking forward to talking to you again in the near future. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Thank you for investing your time in today's exploration. Media. It surrounds us. We live our lives in it and through it. We structure our lives around it. But it wasn't always this way. So how did we get here? And where is the media technology that increasingly governs our lives taking us? The Media Matrix. Watch the documentary for free at CorbettReport.com/media or purchase a copy on DVD at newworldnextweek.com.